Well, what a great performance by the guys. I challenged the guys this week to improve upon what we did in week one, and then in particular this morning to get the fight started quickly and jump on them from the start. And I was so pleased we were able to get a nice kick return, take it down, and get a field goal. And then the defense came up really big with a stop, go down and get another touchdown. And I just thought the emotion and the energy the guys played with today was what we were looking for. And I told the guys in the locker room, it's a credit to our upperclassmen, a credit to our captains and leadership that they had the guys ready to play. And so that was a fun environment out there for the guys. It was great to see an awful lot of guys play. Our plan all along was to play a bunch of freshmen today. Didn't matter what the score was, just to see how they would react under live fire. And we'll look at the film, but I was glad to see some guys play. And then we'll see, you know, how much they play moving forward. But I was just glad to get them out there. So excited for the guys. Good to have this 2-0 homestand. And we know that there's a lot of tough games in front of us starting next week in Mississippi State. So we've got to be able to enjoy this and then put it behind us and go to work on Monday. So open it up for questions.
What is the time of the adversity? I believe it came on one of the first drives when you had a holding call that delayed a game. It ended up being close to 25. You ended up scoring. And then there was a 4-3 play and a touchdown to Malik. How impressed were you with the offense's ability to be able to bounce back?
Yeah, and the holding call was, you're going to get those once in a while. I mean, we have a nice run and get a holding call, and that's aggressive football. I can live with that. And then Skyler was trying to change the play. We get a delay of game. Nobody panics, and that was a big key is nobody was panicking. We're behind the sticks. We got to get ahead of the sticks now. And so did a nice job there. And then we had talked on third down that if we didn't get it, we were going to go for it on fourth down. And that was kind of us, I think, showing some confidence in Skyler to what's your best call? What do you like the most? And we were going to throw a quick game, and he saw a press corner and said, we're going to take a shot with Malik. And really, really excited for Malik to play as well as he did with some unbelievable catches. And obviously with Skyler just putting the game in his hands and saying, hey, we trust you. Go win it. And he played really well himself.
Are there any facets of the game that give you concern?
We'll look at the film, but obviously we're going to continue to improve. It's hard to reflect on that 60 minutes of football that quickly, but obviously all facets we've got to improve upon, and that's the challenge. You win two games pretty handily. You better not fall in love with yourself. You better keep striving to be better, and in all phases, offense, defense, and special teams, we have to just go back to work and continue to stack each day. We talk about it all the time. Stack great day upon great day, Monday through Friday, to give yourself a chance to be successful on Saturday.
For two games, have the running backs been even better than you thought they might be?
When you're playing behind that offensive line, you can look pretty good, too. We've got a great offensive line, so let's give the credit to those guys. But, real pleased with our backs. I thought James Gilbert made a big-time run today. Bouncing outside and getting banged up, and then hitting the edge and making a big play. Jordan Brown had a big run. Harry's running really hard. We wanted to try the younger guys. We didn't play Tyler as much just to see what the younger guys could do. Nothing to do with Tyler. I just want to see those younger guys. So I feel comfortable, and we're going to need all of them moving forward. Yeah, I don't have any information on why. They said Walt could have come back into the game. We just elected not to have him come back.
Did your wide receivers make big improvements, or is that what you've been seeing generally?
Well, I thought we made great improvements at wide receiver blocking. That was the area that we needed to focus on that we didn't do as good a job in week one, that I thought we did a great job of week two of going and digging out some safeties and allowing us to get some runs. And then I thought we were real efficient in the passing game, and that's what we were hoping to be. Once we got up that much, we weren't going to keep throwing it. But, Skyler to go, I think it was 11 of 13. Skyler was, that tells me a pretty 10 of 13, pretty efficient day.
Through two games, what things, if any, come to mind that you didn't accomplish that you would hope to come into
the game? Just continuing to work on scenarios, whether it's red zone. We've been productive in the red zone. Haven't had a lot of opportunities on defense, so we've emphasized that a little bit more, and we'll have to continue this week to emphasize some red zone defense. Be nice if we didn't have to defend the red zone, but I think that's reality is going to strike here. But just overall, we just have to continue to improve. Whether it's, we were really good on third down again, but we've got to continue to work on third down defense. We've got to continue to work some play action, some things on first down. I think overall our body of work has been good, but this is just two games, and we took care of business, but now we really got to play well.
You had a dominant time of possession again today, almost 43 minutes. How nice is that to see your team back that up for back-to-back games of that
nature? That would be the recipe for success. And if you want to look back at the path that we had taken the last few years, that's what we were able to do, is not put yourself in a situation where you're playing 80 plays on defense. And as you could tell, Bowling Green wanted to go fast. Even though it was a different formations than a lot of the spread teams, they were more 12 personnel. They wanted to go fast. Well, if you're going fast and you're going three and out and you're kicking it back to us, and even if we don't score, but we're taking it 7 minutes, man, as a defensive guy, you're saying, come on, let's get something rolling, because we've got to go right back on the field. And so there's some, for instance, the first drive is a great example. Yeah, we wanted to punch that thing in and get seven, but you know, we took a good chunk of time and got three and were productive. I've seen that all through fall camp. It's been kind of cool because he makes the tough catches. And sometimes he'll drop the one that everybody expects him to make, and then he'll come back 3 plays later in practice, and you're like, holy cow, what a great catch. And I just think he's playing with a ton of confidence, and it helps when Skyler is confident in him and continues to go back to him.
I want to go back to the time of possession thing, but look at it from the defensive side, where you, for two games now, I've totaled up 36 minutes. Your defense has been on the field total. So what does that say about your confidence on defense? But also, what are some of the cons maybe of that, of not getting 20 points?
Just situations that we haven't seen yet, like the red zone defense. We have to continue that. Now, if we're going to play that and have 42 minutes, none of us will complain, guys. We'll take that every week to have 42 minutes of possession and be out there for 17. But just we haven't stacked a ton of plays on defense to get a great evaluation of the guys that maybe don't have as much Big 12 experience. You know, Trey Deshaun, Reggie, and those guys that have played a ton of Big 12 snaps, AJ, you know where they're going to be, whether they play 28 snaps or 80 snaps. It's the younger guys that we're trying to continue to grow defensively that haven't played a ton of snaps, which tells us we've got to continue to put those guys in practice situations against our offense, whether it's a third down period, whether it's a red zone period, to try to make practice as difficult as you can to simulate the game reps.
We've heard about Joe Irvin a lot in fall camp from players, coaches, but the freshman and what's he showing you?
Just a bigger back. I think they're both exceptionally talented guys. We wanted to check out Jacardier because he has that size. Joe's a pretty electric guy as well. They both are going to have really bright futures here. But we have the upperclassmen backs that we're really pleased with. And so I was glad to get both of them some carries. You know, Joe was able to get 8. Jacardier was able to get 14. That's great experience for those guys. And, you know, whether or not we'll utilize the 4-game rule or if we'll continue to play those guys, that'll still be yet to be determined. Yeah, he struggled a little bit today, but I've got a lot of confidence in Phillip. He had the big kick return to start the game, which was a huge play, and Phillip's a great young man, confident kid, and we'll get him back on track. But Phillip will continue to return punts for us. He's an exceptional player. We'll get him back on track.
Two more. Obviously got a little bit more pressure there on the quarterback, getting a sack, getting more tackles for loss. How pleasing was that to see out of the
Yeah, it was really good. We pressured a little bit more, and we kind of encouraged the D-line to kind of cut it loose a little bit, which was good to see. They laid their ears back and rushed the passer, and I thought Coach Hayes, once again, called an exceptional game plan to give the guys in position to make plays as well.
James Gilbert has to be one of the hardest-working running backs K-State's had in a while. Is he doing anything right now that surprises even you?
Well, because we didn't know a lot about James other than the character of the young man, I just love being around him because he works his tail off, and you'd think he's been in the program for 4 years, not 6 months. He's got fast friendships with all these guys. He's become a Wildcat pretty quickly. I'm just so impressed with his maturity, his toughness, and the fact he's a one heck of a teammate. He's on the field just as fast when somebody scores, you know, whether it was Harry making a play or Jordan. He's out there because he's excited for the guys. And that's unselfish play that we have to have, and it's fun to see.
Thank you.